Episode 364, I believe. Yes.
Yes.
I'm Patafria.
Hi. I'm Lev.
Here we are. We're a little late this week.
Yep.
It's all right. Worth the wait.
Yep. My apologies.
What'd you have going on?
I was a little sick.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Better. Much better.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah. My week has just been moving along.
Yeah. Good week.
Nothing eventful.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to think what's been going on since the last time we were here. I will say Mochi is a stupid bitch. And before I came out today, I go in my room and I feel something under my feet. Somehow this bitch got a hold of one of those do not eat silica gel packs. Well, that are in like shoes and electronics and shit.
Right.
I have no idea where the fuck it came from because I don't just have those around out. But she's been digging in shit lately, like a person rummaging through P's barrette box and helping herself to different hair supplies, hair accessories
getting
and whatnot.
Older. Getting a little older.
Yeah. So she was digging in something apparently and ripped it open. And when I saw it, I was like yelling, like, what the fuck? And I look over and she's like curled up in her bed. And I'm like, are you dying? Like, did you eat some of these? Because they're just spread out all over the floor. So we'll see if she's alive when I get home. Okay. Let's wish for the best.
Yeah,
I don't know. I had to sweep all the shit up. And I'm like, where did this even come from? No idea.
Cat just.
So everyone pray for Mochi.
Mochi will be fine.
School is starting.
Yeah, when is that? Next week?
Next week. I saw a lot of kids started this week, and I'm always excited to see the first day of school pics, the kids when they're still excited, and they have their little outfits on and all that shit.
Their new backpacks.
New backpacks, cute hairstyles, all that kind of shit. I had a big rant about this last year, and I'm going to go ahead and start it again now. If your motherfucking kids are wearing wigs and eyelashes and whatnot to school, I want you to knock it off. I have some in my own family, in fact. I'm not supporting that. I'm not. Like, wear your natural hair. Like, this is not little kid attire. It's what? Like middle school age kids
like
that I'm seeing.
What age?
What is middle school? 12, 13.
And you know they can't keep it up either. Like, stop it.
Like, stop it. Like, it's just, it's not kid appropriate. Let kids be fucking kids. They can worry about that shit when they get older. They don't have to look like baddies for the first day of fucking school. Your daughter don't need a bust down for the first day of school. Like,
for the photos, right?
I have a real problem with it. I complained a lot last year because, like, edges, you know, edges, like the gel down baby hairs, like, they're getting bigger and bigger. The baby hairs are looking real adult. That's the style right now. I get it. But, like, it's just not age appropriate. Like, it'd be looking like women going to the club. I want kids to be kids. You know,
they can worry about that when they're like 18.
Yeah. Out of high school. Like, I don't want you to have to be getting your lashes done. And, you know, it's bad enough that kids start wearing nails really early. Like, I didn't start wearing nails till at least high school. But no, I take that back. I did get a set when I was super young, but I didn't. It wasn't a regular thing until like I got in high school.
So this isn't first day of school dress up?
No, some be keeping it up the whole year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I have a best friend. Her daughter be keeping that shit up the whole year.
Your daughter sleeps with makeup on.
Well, she's doing a full beat before school every morning. And like, I don't support it. She might hear this. She might feel some kind of way. I love y'all to death. I just don't think that kids need to be worried about all that shit. You know, like,
yeah,
let them be fucking kids.
And be dirty a little bit and have some fun.
Just do your own hair. Kids. Be casual. Be casual.
Yeah, that's like a crazy standard, right?
Like, yeah.
Like,
it's a lot of upkeep for an adult, but like, let alone a child.
Wait till next year. Like, what do you got to do then?
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. Chill out. Chill out on the lashes and the wigs, please. Too much.
And your kid's not comfortable.
Well, they are comfortable because they're being grown, you know, and they're loving it. The girls are loving it.
That's crazy.
I know that. But like, it's just, I don't know. I don't want people to feel like they need that shit.
Yeah.
And adults, even myself, you start to feel that way. Like, right. I look like Kermit the Frog without eyelashes. Like, it's to that point. It's very fucking serious. Like, I have panic attacks if I can't get an appointment when I need one.
Like your kids will develop body dysmorphia.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. They'll start to depend on that shit. Same with, you know, it used to be like that with makeup. They would be like, don't wear makeup because then you're going to need it. Like, right. like older people would tell us that growing up. Don't wear too much makeup because then you're going to always have to wear it. It's basically the same thing.
Just use a filter, maybe. Start with a filter.
Yeah, or just be comfortable. Like, you know, tell your kids how pretty they are without that shit. Yep. Do your own fucking hair. Maybe a little lip gloss, a little mascara or something. You don't have to be fucking wearing lashes and shit. Like, it's just, it's a lot for kids.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, just the upkeep. Real quick, I want to say thank you, huge. Ginormous thank you to Regina. I received a package yesterday. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I didn't. What'd you get?
It is a medical grade metal speculum. You know, I've talked about for years and years and years loving a good stretch that you get with a pap smear.
Right.
She located a medical speculum, metal one, and sent it to me and sent me like these packs of vagina candies, and like the tissue paper that was in the box was like rose tissue paper. It was all on brand, very thoughtful.
What are you going to do with it?
Just have it, like put it on display somewhere, like put it in a display case, hang it from the wall. I don't know, something cute. I really love it, though. I thought about even bringing it here and having it on my desk, my table. It's really cute.
We could frame it.
Yeah, put it in a nice display case. Just really, I just love it. The whole gift was really thoughtful. We are sad to announce we're not doing the live show in October. It has been decided. There's just been a lot going on, a lot of pressure, a lot of other surrounding situations. So
are we going to do that another time?
We are. We're just postponing it a bit. I became overwhelmed. It's too much right now.
It's a lot.
So yeah, spring. We're looking at spring. We can't do it during the holidays just because people, you know, obviously money and expenses people have around that time of year. And also we have a lot of listeners that cannot take time off during the holiday season. Yep. So we'll just have to push it out till spring. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And, you know, no rush. I'm not going to stress about it. Thank you, everybody, for being so understanding. Love you guys. I just want to make sure that, you know, it's not something that's thrown together and it's really worth it. And, you know, we're able to take our time and also really enjoy it because that's a big part of it. You know, I'm not just doing it for you guys. I want to make sure that I'm not under pressure and I'm enjoying myself also, because that plays out in how my vibe is, you know?
Yep.
So, well, yeah,
we'll get it right.
We will. The fraud continues. Macy's, Macy's / American Express. I'm about done with y'all.
They cannot get it together.
They cannot get it together. So a couple weeks ago, I noticed that I had received my new replacement card. If you missed previous episodes, I've been going through this fraud situation with one of my credit cards for over a month now. They got me a credit line increase and they just ran that shit up. TVs, computers, watches, hella shit. I caught it, I believe, before anything shipped. And I'm like, this is not me. Like, make sure that you stop all these transactions. They did that. Then, you know, they got in again after like a replacement was issued. So we had to cancel. Yes. So now I saw a couple weeks ago that there was another bank account linked to it, you know, for making payments on the account. So there was my account and then there was like some bank I never heard of.
Right.
So I spoke to them like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, make sure there's no email access going to anybody else, verified all my shit. And I told them remove that bank account. So I get a letter in the mail the other day and they're like, this is a verification code. We need you to call and give us this code. Don't share it with anybody. There's been some fraudulent activity. And I'm looking at the date of this notice. Like, this cannot be new. Yes, it can. So I also am going through the rest of my mail. There's two more cards issued to me that I did not request. They all have the same number. So there's just like multiple cards being sent out, right? Which is not normal. So I call them yesterday and I'm like, why am I getting all these fucking cards? I did not, request any of this. I already got a replacement a month ago. I give them the fucking code and they're like, were you trying to make like 8 purchases on the 3rd? Absolutely fucking not. And why are y'all not calling me? Like, I have on the app, you can go into the settings and you can have it to where like you're notified via text of any purchase attempts, anything. Yep. Like, they didn't text me. Like, why am I bothering setting any of this shit up? I'm trying to save y'all money from fraud and you're just making it hard on me.
They must have been hacked.
Oh my God. I don't know how whoever is doing
someone
this
who works there.
It has to be an agent. It has to be.
Or just someone on the inside.
Yeah. Someone. Yeah. So
someone's got access.
Cut up all of the cards that you got, all 5 replacement cards, and we're going to send you another one. And then you got to call us again. And I'm just like, please lock everybody out.
Throw your computer away, guys.
Yeah.
Something's going
on. Hire new people. Yeah. Like something, it's too much at this point. I'm talking to y'all way, way too often. I feel like I'm on payroll at this point. Well, we went to the movies the other day.
Yeah.
Since the last time we were here, we went to go see Minions and Monsters. We had Lonnie and Santana with us. And it was really cute. And it was really fun. But the amount of sexual innuendos.
Yeah, it was a little much.
That are in these children's movies. I think I said something about like Toy Story having them before, or like I complained about some kids' movie before. Yeah. This one is no different.
Yep.
Like butts, hella butts, thongs.
I noticed that there's stuff for boys and then there's stuff for adults, just that adults get, like they're getting.
And I said, do you think that they're just trying to humor adults that they know are going to have to sit through these films with their kids? So they're slipping in little shit to entertain the adults that are going to be forced.
I think they know that the kid is going to want to watch it 45 times and they'll keep the adults.
So they're like leaving Easter eggs for the parents.
So.
Or are they doing this to be pedos and normalize sexual shit with children?
I don't know. I mean,
because it could go either way.
It could.
Yeah.
I just feel like Pixar is around the corner and those are just
I'm going to go over there and I need to ask them.
Yeah.
I need to know because it could be an agenda against the children.
It could be.
It could be. Especially with all the fuck shit that be going on lately.
There were definitely some for boys, though, like where the guy fell on the.
Yeah, and it went in his butt. His butt cheeks like spread open, and then it went in his anus.
Later on, they did the same thing with like a chicken bone or something.
See, here's the thing. You could put little adult humor Easter eggs that don't have to be sexual. They could be like other movie references. They could be other humorous things. You know, they don't have to be sexual in nature.
You don't think 11-year-olds like butt jokes? Do you think there's a small difference? Because I agree you can go too far, but some just seemed like
it just felt like there was way too many.
Yeah, I mean it's
way too many, like maybe every 15 minutes, every 20, like yeah, like every 15 minutes there was one.
But there were references, there's a lot of older references too, so I think it's a combination. They're trying to get everybody to watch, right?
Yeah, just leave out the sexual shit. Yeah. I just don't want a sexual element at all in kids shit.
It's those nerds.
It feels inappropriate. They're over there high.
Yeah.
They're fucking dorks.
Having too much fucking
fun. They're over there smoking way too much Bay Area weed and having fun. And I want them to knock the sexual shit off.
Or it's like the heads of the companies are like, we need a few more kids jokes.
More anal jokes.
Yeah, for us.
But like, stop.
So we can show our billionaire friends what we're pulling off.
Yeah, like, I don't like it.
It's a little creepy.
It's starting to fucking bother me. Yeah. So, that was a little off-putting. I want to talk for a minute about whipped cream cheese.
Yeah.
It's like a scam. It feels like a robbery. I had to get some the other day because they didn't have the regular cream cheese in the store. They only had whipped. It's like fucking air.
I'm into this thing. Like,
you like it better?
I do. And I would go visit my aunt in New York. And
yeah.
She would get the whipped. And I'd be
and like, you preferred it. You'd be happy.
Yeah. I'd be happy. But I get it.
I don't hate it.
I don't buy it.
Make it cheaper because you're whipping it and you're giving me less. Yeah. This is my cheapness coming out. No. You're giving me less cream cheese and you're not fucking fooling nobody. Right.
Put a little more weight because it feels so light.
Yes. Like you're selling me a can of air. Like, it's not the normal amount of cream cheese. I opened it the other day and I was like, you know what? This is a fucking scam and I don't appreciate it. So,
yeah.
Everybody, we might need to write a letter.
Or whip your own. Whip your own, right?
Well, it's like, it's just not the same amount.
No, not.
And you're charging me a lot. Like, so let the price reflect what the fuck you're giving me.
They're like, we have to pay a 12-year-old to whip this cream cheese.
By hand. Yeah. No. No. One thing I'm really excited to share with you guys, because we know I'm really frugal. I'll just call it that. This made my fucking day. I had seen on TikTok a lot of parents sharing a little secret that Target likes to keep. They have a kids clothing line called Cat and Jack, and they make everything. They make shoes, underclothes, regular clothes, jackets, everything for kids, right? They have a program, and I may have talked about this before, but I had never actually tried it. So what you do, if you purchase Cat and Jack stuff for your kids, whenever they grow out of it or whatever, you bring it all back and they give you all your money back.
Oh, that's nice.
They literally, it doesn't matter if it's stained.
Not a trade-in or anything?
No, they give you all your money back. Oh. So I think the stipulation is it has to be like within a year of the purchase, but that didn't apply. So I had an employee one time. I was like exchanging a sweater or something. And she was like, if you have more of this, you know, you could bring this up here and get all your money back whenever she grows out of it. And I was like, what? Anyway, I finally tried it. I had pulled hella shit out the closet that Santana grew out of. I had like literally a big ass bag. I took it up there. When I say you don't like, I use the app. So like there's a barcode that you use for returns. And so they scan that. And I guess it pulled up all the transactions for these items. But whatever things were like gifted or like weren't showing up for whatever reason, like I didn't log in when I bought the stuff. There were like a few things that didn't come up. They just take your ID and they're like, I'll have to give you a store credit for that. But everything else, you could get like money back or you can get a gift card back.
I feel like you could get your kid all the way through school if you
I just did that. So,
but I mean like every year.
Yes.
Gotta...
And I didn't know. So I had enough shit. I still have some in my trunk. I had enough shit that I got over $200 back from the clothes that they were able to, you know, locate on my app in my purchase history. And then the shit that didn't, I got a $80 gift card and I still have more because I think there's a cap on how much they can refund without proof of purchase per year.
Right.
So for that one, I got an $80 gift card. The other one, the other transaction was over $200 and I still got hella other shit that I could just have somebody return for me probably another $100.
Oh, that's great.
That like covered, she didn't really need much, but that like covered everything I needed to get her for school.
Oh, perfect.
Go buy fucking Cat and Jack. I know we ain't supposed to be there. Like they're fuckers. I already know that. They're doing facial recognition. They're working with the FBI. They're all in our shit, but
keep you clothed. They'll keep you
for
clothed.
Parents, that's amazing. Nobody else is like offering no shit like that. So, and they have really cute shit.
It's like their secret menu. It's crazy.
Yeah, because they're not like advertising
that. I've never seen anything close
to that. No, of course not. It's such a great thing. I'm like, wow, I hope people don't like ruin it.
You don't tell too many people.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Don't tell people. Just, you know, keep it low. Yeah, that made me really happy though. Yeah. In other news, there is a Rust-Oleum reflective top coat, I guess it's called. Rust-Oleum is the spray paint brand.
Yes.
The code is 214944. It's a reflective clear coat. Basically, Don't do this.
I know where this is going.
Don't do this. I'm not saying do this, but I heard and had someone confirm to me that they're spraying this on license plates and they are becoming unrecognizable to flock cameras and toll booths.
That's a thing. Just don't get caught.
So don't get caught. It's don't a keep huge the can problem. In your car. Yeah. Don't keep the don't be loud about
play
this.
Play dumb.
Don't do this.
Yeah, don't.
Don't. It would be absolutely horrible to do this.
Do not do this.
Don't do this. I just confirmed that people are doing it. I confirmed some Bay Area people are doing it. It's crazy.
A thing. Yeah, it's a thing.
Had no idea.
Yep.
Had no fucking idea. So yeah, apparently these people are using Rust-Oleum 214944.
I did not. That's really bad.
That's horrible.
Do not do that.
Don't ever do that.
Make sure you can be spotted by a flock cam.
Yeah. Always, right?
Yep.
Shake Shack. I've had Shake Shack one time in New York. Have you ever ate it?
And one in Berkeley.
Okay. So they are out here.
Yep.
Well, shop with caution because they're doing some fucked up shit. If you do not add a tip to your order with them, they change the price on you.
Mm.
And they should not be allowed to do that. This is not a delivery thing. I don't think that you have to tip anybody because what if I get bad service or something, you know? But people have recorded and showed that they are now fluctuating their prices if you do not add a tip. So your subtotal will change if you don't add it at checkout.
Wow.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
It's like at least 50 cents more per item. That's I don't think really you should bad. Be able to do that.
No, you shouldn't be. And it's probably illegal and they'll probably have a class action suit. Someone will make some money off of
it. Yeah, because that's bullshit. What else is going on? In Taco Bell news, you know who's not adding a fucking price fluctuation is Taco Bell. In Taco Bell news, I saw someone, a food reviewer, place an order for a burrito the other day, and he asked to have jalapenos grilled into the tortilla.
Can you do that?
Apparently, and it's life-changing, according to him. What they do is they put shredded cheese with jalapenos and then they lay the tortilla on it and let it grill into the tortilla.
That sounds great.
So it's on the outside of the burrito. Said it's amazing, life-changing. I want my life changed. I want to try it.
Is that
might try it tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight might be
but
that
you
night.
You can't order probably on your... Do you think you can order it through the app?
Maybe not. Maybe you have to do it at the window. I've never seen a modification like that on the app. But I will report back because it looked amazing and I want to try it.
If anyone's tried it, let us know.
Let us know.
Someone's tried it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked really good though. And yeah, apparently it wasn't a big hassle for them to do it. They didn't hesitate or act like he was weird when he ordered it. It was fine.
Got it.
We're breaking up with Sephora again.
What
Sephora happened? Was already shitty. They already been fucking up. We should probably already not be going there. They're already shitty. They've already been on the boycott list, all that stuff. But now they've made a decision, a choice to open a store in Israel where they have never had one before.
People have to look good while they murder and kill.
While they murder. They have to wear nice makeup while they murder. Yeah. It's such a slap. It's such a disgusting thing. Starbucks doesn't even have stores in Israel. And Ben broke up with them. You know what I mean? So this is just so beyond just at a time like this. It's so...
Do you know who owns them?
A Zionist.
Are they LVMH? They're not owned by them?
No, I've seen the name, but no, I didn't see them affiliated with that.
Hmm.
Either way, like, what are you doing? Like, I'm going to close my account. Like, what are you doing? There's no reason to do that. You know, I feel like it's disgusting. And Israel.
Unfortunately, money trumps everything. So, you know, it's a any place they can.
Greed, I guess. Yeah.
Don't care about genocide clearly as much as money. That's why we're in the situation.
Right. That's how we got here.
Yeah.
Israel on X, like the official Israel account, tweeted, welcome to Israel, Sephora. Some people will be very upset about this. We'll be busy picking out our shade.
So they're trolling on top of it. Okay.
Fully.
They need to not let
fully
countries fucking, have.
Right. X social accounts. Media accounts. Right.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, this is fucking
disgusting. I can't imagine Sephora would be extremely excited about that. Like, you're going to.
They haven't released a statement.
Yep.
That shit completely went viral and they haven't said shit. So.
That's real. It's not yeah. AI.
No, I went that's and checked. It's absolutely real. Disgusting. I went to the account.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's disgusting. So no more of that. No more. Why don't men have dick doctors?
There's dick doctors.
Mm-mm. Nope. We have, I mean, we do have children. So, like, of course, like, makes a lot of sense to have doctors dedicated to vaginas and plumbing and whatnot. But I believe that penis having people should have them also.
Which doctor takes care of that? Is that supposed to be our primary? Is that supposed to be?
You tell me. It's not a urologist, because like, that's a doctor of the bladder.
I feel like the doctor is the guy that, it's never happened, but it's like.
Like there's.
Cough. No, like, let me hold them and cough. I feel like that was part of the.
The primary care.
Yeah, yeah, sort of, at some point.
But that, you need a specialty doctor for that. Like, I think that there's a lot going on okay, with that equipment.
A urologist.
That's the bladder.
But.
That's, is that, or the bladder. That's okay. Not everything else that is involved.
Okay.
So what's going on? I just learned this. So, and
I should know this, I feel like, because I have one, but it's disturbing that I'm.
It is disturbing because there's a lot of equipment. There's a lot of, you know, you need to be careful and like be healthy and make sure things are getting checked.
I feel like
and,
the general is, the practitioner is the one that's going to give you something if you catch something or I don't know.
Are they swabbing y'all? What are they doing? Like who's doing your STD checks and shit? The primary care?
I mean,
that's definitely not who's doing ours. My doctor would be like, girl, no, I'm sending you out. Like she just did me the other week.
Well, that's who's taking your like urine test, your blood test. It's going to be your general practitioner.
But that's not a dick doctor. If you're like, my dick hurts.
There has to be.
My dick hurts and I had a wild weekend. What do I do? Are they going to stick a Q-tip in there or are they going to send you to Planned Parenthood? You know, I'm a super supporter of Planned Parenthood. I'm like, all guys go there. That's where you go get screened, tested, all the shit. But, you know, I feel like a lot of men aren't going there unless they have like a girl putting gun to their head, like go.
What doctor am I supposed to go to? I go to you all of them. Me. I don't know. I've never had any STDs. So
you need to call your doctor. Call them right now. You need to call your doctor and say, my dick hurts and I had a wild weekend.
Who do I see?
Who's going to check it?
And she's like, come on in.
One side of my dick hurts. Like, you who knows? All kinds of shit can happen. I was wild jerking and I bent it. I broke it. What? Who handles that?
I feel like it's all like, I have no idea.
I jerked and fell on it. Like, I don't fucking know. Something
people,
like.
I mean, and that those things do happen, I think. People do break them. Or
yeah, they can be broken. There was a girl going nuts on my shit this weekend and broke it. Where do you go? You guys don't have a fucking dick doctor and that shit is alarming.
But I mean, I'm calling.
Is that scary to think about?
I mean, I'm calling 911 and going to the hospital if that happens. That's my first thought. But like, it's not like a casual breaking your dick.
It's like just going to stabilize you, right? That's the point of the ER, just to make sure you're stable so you could get in with the specialist. Who the fuck is the dick specialist?
I'm sure you already did your research.
I couldn't find one. Okay. It's not urology. Like I thought,
did
that's
you,
bladder.
Did you Google?
Doctor of the bladder.
If I break my dick.
If I break my dick, you should be Googling this shit. Y'all should have been on top of that shit. Any dick having person, I need to know. Who do y'all go to in an emergency? In a fucking pinch.
I'm going to the emergency room, but I'll look and get back to you.
We'll follow up on this.
And leave comments.
Please leave comments, dick having people, because I want to know why don't y'all have dick doctors and who the fuck is checking everything?
I don't know. I mean, I know who checks the prostate. I know who
that's the basics. The general practitioner, right?
Well, and except when you go get your prostate checked.
Right. Isn't that your primary care that does that?
That's a specific doctor.
Okay. So who does that? Because maybe whoever does that is the
one that
dick doctor.
If they gave me propofol when they checked mine, like knocked me fully out when I got my.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
I am.
I was hoping that, like, have you heard those stories of people that accidentally come at the doctor when they get their prostate exam? And they're crying and they're feeling like shame and all this shit. I would love to be that doctor that does that, whatever that is. And like, just, yeah. That happens. Like, there's horror stories of men that accidentally
When they're getting their colonoscopy
check. No, their
butt check. That's
with the hand, the prostate check.
That is
prostate exam.
Yeah.
And they accidentally nut and freak out.
I haven't heard of that, but that's scary. That.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that for men. While we're getting cranked open with the fucking speculum.
I mean, you love that too, though.
I want to know, you guys need dick dilators. You guys need somebody to be opening you up and checking you out not just us.
Is that a thing? I don't know if they have.
They have them for fun. I don't know if I have a set. They have them for fun, but I don't know if doctors are doing them.
A set of
urethral stretchers.
Okay. That has to
dick
be a
dilators.
There has to be a reason for that, right? I mean, besides.
I know my reason.
Like, how big are we talking? Just curious.
They start out small. Like, they get thicker. It's a whole set.
Like,
acute carrying case.
What's the maximum thickness?
I haven't measured. I mean, they might be listed. I'll check it out. I mean, I'll share in the chat.
Maybe we do a little research and those are the people
that
check your dicks.
Me?
No, not you. The people that make those little
instruments. Who's using those? I think those are just for fun. I don't think those are for like health.
Well, I mean, that could be said about the stretcher.
No, the stretcher is so you could get in there to check things out. Maybe. Somebody needs to be stretching y'all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly.
Besides me.
Not for fun. Not just for fun, you mean?
Somebody besides me. Yeah. For your health.
I can't imagine that that's fun.
For your health. Somebody needs to be doing that.
I just can't imagine that being fun.
I got some research to do. That's all I'm hearing right now. Is that I have not done enough research, clearly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you handle that.
Speaking of men, I would like to debunk a romantic myth that is not fucking true, that I was taught, that you were probably taught. It's just another example of like cleaning up shit for men, and like romanticizing a story that didn't deserve it.
I have no idea where you're going this time.
Van Gogh.
What about him?
What have you heard? What did you learn happened to his ear?
I heard he cut his own ear off because he was insane. That's the myth, right?
That's what you heard?
Yeah.
So what I was taught at a super young age, like inappropriately young, was that he was in love and it was like this romantic, artistic gesture that he gave to his partner. He was so in love or whatever, heavy on the love. He cut his fucking ear off. He gave it to his girlfriend.
Did you like that story?
And I was like, kind of like it. Yeah. Dedication.
Romance.
Respect it. Yeah.
Can't hear you.
Commitment. Yeah. It belongs to you. You're all I'm listening to. Like, I took it like that, right? You're the only person. So you own this because
I got you.
You're all I hear. That's how I took it, right?
Like, that's the first piece.
It's not what happened.
We'll get the fingers and the other ear later.
Then there were rumors that it was just the ear lobe. Then I heard it was the whole ear. I found out the real fucking story.
What is that?
He took a razor.
Mm.
He had a roommate, I guess, that confirmed this. He was having like some psychotic episodes, had a mental break, removed the whole fucking ear.
That's
left ear, actually.
That's full insanity.
Remove the whole fucking ear, goes down the street to a brothel, gives it to a hoe, wrapped up, she faints, okay? Fully fucked off her night. She probably couldn't even work the rest of the night. Yeah. Leaves. They find him like passed out, weak, bleeding after she came to and like called it in.
She kept that ear for 200 years.
Like, this story was romanticized as this sweet strange but sweet gesture. No, he was fully being a creep.
That is
that creepy. Was not his bitch.
And they sort of romanticized him being crazy. Like, that's part of it, his art, the way I heard it.
I mean,
the way you
they
ended
go
it,
hand in hand.
Right.
I mean, but yeah.
The way you ended it is much different.
Don't well, ruin her fucking night you because should. You're having a break. Like,
there could be.
You know?
Story. She could have been like, cut your
No, he it was wrapped he up. He like he took it out of his pocket. Like,
here's a gift.
Yes. Oh, and she fainted. Yes. That's what he did. She didn't even fucking know him. Was not his bitch. Was not his bitch. Didn't even lied to.
Didn't even pay the 20 for the lap dance. No. Just here's my ear.
I guarantee she did not work the rest of the night.
No tip.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So fuck him.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Keep that shit to yourself.
That watercolor bullshit.
Yeah, seriously. I watched a really disturbing documentary on HBO Max, mm-hmm. Broken Hearts, H-A-R-T-S. Are you familiar?
No.
It's about those lesbian moms, the two white ladies, that in like 2019, I think it was, they had 6 adopted black children. And if you remember, they took off and they drove off a fucking cliff with them kids.
Story. I do remember.
No one survived.
Yep. Just straight down, just right off a cliff.
Right off a cliff.
Yep.
Here's where it gets creepy. Well, let me back up. Because this story, like, I feel like all of this could have been prevented. CPS was involved years ago with these bitches. They did not follow up. They did not do what they should have done. These kids could still be alive had people done their job properly. I feel like rules should be in place when you're adopting children. I feel like you should have to do periodic check-ins. Hate to say it. I don't think white people should be allowed to adopt black children. I stand on that. I mean it. I do not think, I think it should be against the law, in fact, for white people to adopt black children.
Unless it's maybe a mixed family?
Yes. Unless there are black family members in this family, immediate family, unless there is a certain number of black friends, like you have to be vetted.
I remember hearing a documentary on this and it seems like there were tons of signs.
Right? So many signs. That's the worst part watching this shit because stuff was coming out that like the public didn't know about. A lot of shit was written about these bitches. One of the mothers, like, was arrested and charged and got put on probation years before. So, like, let me back up. There's 2 sets of siblings that were adopted. Mm. 3 and 3. You know, I'm all for people giving homes and keeping siblings together. You know, that's always the goal.
Right.
But this situation, like, the second set should have never been able to be adopted because the first set
was already
some shit. The little girl, I think it's the youngest of that set of siblings, went to school, started telling teachers that she was being like abused by one of her moms, showed her teacher bruises that she had all on her stomach and shit and on her back. And like, so that mother got investigated. Came up with this story that, like, she bent the daughter over the bathtub and hit her too hard. Excuse me. Got out of control. Pled guilty or whatever to that. Didn't tell the correct story because the little girl was saying she was getting punched in the stomach. And whatever. She got probation. Okay. It's a case of privilege, of course. They took her word for it. They didn't interview the kids outside of the home,
right,
which is like an intimidating situation for kids. You should never interview children around the parents or in the home with the parents, you know,
Did they move also at some point?
They moved to another state. Yeah. They were like fleeing situations with CPS. They also took the kids out of school and started homeschooling because then guess what? Yeah. Nobody's checking for bruises and shit if you're no longer going to school. So there were situations where they adopt this next set of kids, right? Which they never should have got because like they were with their actual blood family.
Yep.
And like she lost custody because one day she let the kids have an unsupervised visit with their mother, their birth mother, who lost custody of them. So because of that, instead of like putting her through a class or putting her on probation or something, they immediately stripped the kids from their blood family and put them with these bitches.
And then
they move.
And then kill their kids and the woman has to
So they move away and they end up like in Washington or something, somewhere north, you know, on the West Coast. Yeah. And neighbors start like reporting, and some of the family friends, there were multiple reports of abuse. One of their actual friends reported to CPS that they were like feeding them really small amounts of food, and like, one of the kids snuck and got some more pizza late at night or something. And one of the mothers the next day realized it, lost her shit, had them all lay down on air mattresses side by side with their hands at their sides and put sleeping masks on them and made them lay that way for 5 hours.
Yep.
The friend witnessed this, was like, hey, you're doing too much, and reported it to CPS. They deny it. Another case of privilege. They're just taking their word for it and not really doing like a thorough investigation. So there's like all these weird situations of reports, no follow-up. It's just really fucked up shit. The white savior complex that I saw like the mothers doing on their social media, they really like showed off these kids. Yeah. And
that was another reason I feel like, because they were big on social media, people just kind of
believed
that shit. Because that was a thing. They were making money off of them, weren't they?
Putting them, like taking them to protests and having them involved just way too much on social media, putting them on display, using words, calling them drug babies and like white savior shit, acting like they saved.
White liberal saviors, like we did.
Discrediting the kids, saying they have issues. They're drug babies. They have eating disorders.
While they're malnourished.
They have,
beating them and you're beating them.
All of the kids were underweight and under height for their age.
Right.
Someone should have caught that, because these are not even biologically related kids and they're all underweight. Like, shouldn't that be a flag? You know, you can't say it's hereditary or whatever if they're not blood related.
Regardless, they should be taking care of these kids. Someone should have been paying attention.
So there's just all these like flag after flag after flag that's being ignored.
It's a bad system. On top of that, there's privilege, and then you're dealing with real insanity.
Because
when they did get actually in trouble, that's when.
So they got confronted, and CPS reached out, and I think that was what caused them to snap, pack up, and they basically like took off in the middle of the night. Yep. What I didn't know was that the driver, which I think was like the abusive one of the two, she had like a really high blood alcohol level. All of the rest, high amounts of Benadryl in their system.
Yep.
The passenger, you know, the wife, and then all of the kids, high acid dose of Benadryl. There was bottles in the car. Yep. And no one had on a seatbelt. And they were all very known to be very strict about seatbelts.
And I remember when it happened, they were trying to see whether it was an accident, and it was like, no.
Yeah, they had to take out the chip in the car, and
they're like, no, she just went.
It was no brake, a pressure applied. She gunned it.
Yep.
All gas, no skid marks. The crazy thing is, they ended up going off the cliff and shit, and like the what's the person called that declares the cause of death and all that?
The coroner.
The coroner ended up being in the town that my dad lives in.
Oh, wow.
The town specifically. And he was like, something didn't feel right. He's in this documentary and he's like, I didn't want to declare it an accident. It felt like homicide. But apparently you can vote on it. You can have a jury vote on a cause of death when there's like suspicion or whatever.
Every state's different with that.
So they held this in the town where my fucking dad lives, where I just was last week.
Gotcha.
And like neighboring counties all come in and they like all vote. And they voted to have the passenger mom was ruled a suicide because she was like in on it, I guess.
Yep.
The children were all ruled as a homicide. And then, I don't know, the driver, I guess she was like murder, suicide or whatever.
I mean, I guess there's no way to prove it except that the one woman drove off. But
yep.
It sounds like
full acceleration of the car and shit.
I don't remember what podcast, but I heard a deep dive a few years ago.
It's crazy.
And it's horrible, though. Like
the neighbors are
the horrible part is just how many people new. And like you said, it's just a fucked up system. And it is like, it you is. Don't track people out of state. There's nothing that. And like you said.
Yeah, there should be a database. And they were talking about that. Like there's databases for sex offenders or, you know, felons, all that. But there isn't a database for child abusers. Right. And there should be, because how many cases do we hear of where parents just move to another state?
That's sort of what you do, right? Yeah. If you're an abuser.
You just go to another state and abuse them there.
Yep. And it's already a bad system, so to not have anything in place, it's horrible. And
yeah,
but yeah, those people were insane.
Insane. It talks about the video game habit of like she made it her whole life.
Yep.
The one of the wives, and then the neighbor is on there, and she's talking about how one of the sons was coming to her house every day begging for like.
Food,
like multiple cans of peanut butter, like shit that they could stash. Because why didn't you go to the police right. department, bitch? But, like, you should be in trouble damn near.
I mean, but what's crazy is you're giving these people food thinking that's the worst.
Leaving it by the fence and shit.
Yep.
Why are you not? I would be driving to the fucking police department, like, investigate these bitches. He's there every day. She's investigating.
Insane. She's coming up with, like, corporal punishment things for children.
For little kids.
You should go straight to jail when they figure that out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's disgusting. Watch it if you want to be really angry. Those kids deserve better.
Keep them away from white privilege.
Them away from white privilege. I saw creepy parallels to someone I know where you create these like stories, okay, of things that are not true. Like one of the moms, I'm going to just give you an example. One of the moms did this long made up scenario that she typed on her Facebook, right? Because she was getting all these likes and attention and these dopamine hits.
Yep.
I know someone that does similar shit that creates these stories about their children that did not fucking happen, that but it makes you look like the great parent,
it was
right?
Like the Black Lives Matter and like different events holding your black kid up, crazy.
Signs. Like we've seen this. We've seen this in real life. I mean, like, I'm watching this shit and I'm like, the made up stories and scenarios with the children that didn't really happen, but it like looks good on you.
Yep. They're like, here's a picture of him smiling. And then you hear out what really happened. And the kid was like being held up with one arm. It's crazy. I mean, we got flock cameras. We got AI. Can we use it for something?
For good?
Just
yeah,
for
I know.
One thing.
I know.
Like, just watch Facebook for kids being obviously abused.
Yeah. It's sick. But yeah, that weird shit where people are on Facebook, you know, just like doing things that make you look like the great parent. And like, you know,
they were clout chasing.
It was creepy. Yeah, exactly.
Like young black
using kids.
It's disgusting. But like,
really gross. Really gross shit. It's angering, but I don't know. Interesting to watch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's on HBO Max. I had a new write-in prompt this week, and it's basically about disgusting habits that you may have or you found out about someone you know.
Mm.
So I have one that I want to read, and we'll see how bad it is.
Great.
Okay. This is from Juicy. A coworker, I have to ask/remind to wash their Yeti cup. Excuse used to be, I'm the only one that drinks out of it, but he eventually got sick because he went months without washing it. Now, those things can collect mold. How many times have you seen any videos of people that like open the little areas, little flip tops and shit, and there's like black mold forming? Like you have to wash those things. Stanley's, any kind of sippy cup.
There was an option not to. I'm lost. A lot of people don't wash those cups.
Apparently, lazy. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta know.
And his excuse was, I'm the only one that drinks out of it. You're nasty as fuck. Do you do that with your dishes at home too? Because you ate off them? Like,
just like sip down half and refill it with water?
I guess. And not wash. Just keep refilling. Yeah, not washing it. Here in the South, it's very common to see a man walking around with an empty 20-ounce bottle in public because that's where they're using to spit from chewing tobacco.
Right.
That's foul as fuck. Why can't you just spit it on the ground? Or is that worse? I think
that's worse.
That's worse.
I think it might even be in some place.
If you're outside.
But I feel like I've seen that. It's gross.
Just walking around with an empty spit bottle.
Chewing is pretty gross.
Yeah.
God. It's fully gross.
I have a couple friends I've broke from talking with a mouthful of food. That's disgusting. One friend I have, I refuse to get in their car because they throw all their trash in the back seat, even bags and such from fast food places. Their car actually has an odor. That's just, you're a hoarder. You're like one of them people on Hoarders. Why are we saving garbage? Why?
Some people have the worst cars. Some women have the worst. Oh, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
One person that we both know
just foul as fuck. Just like moldy shit.
Like I don't want to sit in here.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll talk to you through the fucking window.
Every time. Like you're that bitch.
Had a coworker once that during that time of the month would only change her pad once a day, if that. And I'm not exaggerating. There were times she would come out of the bathroom and I would gag from the smell.
Are we being trolled? Like, this can't be real.
It can. That's the sad part. Like, humans are gross. That this is all really gross shit.
I guess you're not taught hygiene, right? Some people just aren't taught that. Like, that has to be the only thing.
Are you being frugal? Are you not? Why are you not changing it?
I mean,
and if other people smell you, are you nose blind? Why are you not smelling yourself?
Your parents had to.
You better smell yourself before anybody else smells you. Like, what are we doing? That's horrible. Those are all horrible.
Yep. Nothing.
If I have to avoid sitting in your car because of the garbage, been there. Yep. Gross.
If I have to be around you bleeding and
dirt. You're talking and food is falling out, like. I have a really disgusting one that I learned, but I'm going to save it.
Oh, great.
I'm going to read a few more as they come in, and I'm going to save mine for the grand finale, but it's fucking disgusting. And the person...
Oh, just give it up.
No, I'm not. I'm waiting because it's bad. And the person, when I learned about this, my reaction, my facial reaction, and I think I screamed... was so extreme that they got mad and flashed on the person who told me.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, like, don't get mad at them. You shouldn't be doing this shit. Like, I literally went off and was like, you should not be fucking doing this shit. And if you're mad that like they're telling on you, that should be a clue.
Well, then you knew you were wrong.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you have no excuse.
Hello. Then. Exactly. Okay. It's bad. It's really bad.
We'll leave it for that.
We'll leave it. I'm going to save it for last or, you know, halfway through or something. So send them in stories at hellodysfunctionpodcast.com. I want to hear some more and then I'll give you mine.
Got it.
But yeah. Thank you for the new reviews. We got a lot of new subscribers on YouTube, a lot of new followers on TikTok and Instagram. If you are on TikTok, don't forget to follow us because I'm starting to, you know, regularly post there. I'm learning it. I'm liking it over there. You could like on Spotify. You could listen to your Patreon episodes on Spotify if you're a member, which is great. Yeah, all those good things. All right. That's all I got. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.